Once again, welcome to the Stoop Radio Hour. We've got a great show ahead. Appreciate you coming out and being with us tonight. We're going to get right down to business with our first storyteller of the evening. Michael Zaccardi is a law clerk and an Eagle Scout. And some of you might remember him from a recent Stoop where he came up. We initially met him as an audience storyteller. He told a story about he and his friends finding and stealing a dead dog shark on a beach and stuffing it in a high school locker. So, and I guarantee you this story is got just as much punch. Help me welcome the one and only Michael Zaccardi.
This is the story of the best summer party ever. It was the summer of 2007, right? We just finished our second year of law school. We had great jobs lined up, great internships. It was gonna be banging, yo. So I'm walking down the school hallway, right? And this girl comes up to me. She goes, Michael, what are you doing this weekend? I said, I'm doing nothing. She goes, wanna go to a great summer party? I was like, yeah. She goes, here's my number. I go, here's my number. I go, this is gonna be the best summer party ever. So the house party was actually in Federal Hill, right down by Rub BBQ, you know, down on Light Street. And I walk in, and it's like the best party ever. There's people and music and red cups with liquor inside of them and this thing called a keg. And it's even better is there's a deck next to the house about 15 or 20 feet in the air. And I go out and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people on this deck, like maybe 15, 20 people. And I receive a text message. It's like, I'll be there in 20 minutes. It's from the girl. I'm like, this is gonna be awesome. So I get a, you know, a cup of red stuff and sip, 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 sip. 20 minutes go by, sip, 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 sip. And as I'm sipping, I go, you know, there's a lot of people on this deck, maybe like 20 to 25 people. And then all of a sudden, I hear a noise. And the only way I can describe this noise, if you've all seen Jaws, when Chief Brody is standing there and Quint goes, it's heaving away! And that thing breaks crack, and everyone elevates in the air, and the deck collapses. So I fall about 20 feet in the air, and as I'm falling, I realize, okay, I'm gonna die. But I'm totally cool with that, because A, it's an interesting death, it's a unique death, I'm gonna make the news. So it's really kind of cool, but then all of a sudden, I realize I'm standing on my feet. And I go, oh my gosh, I'm alive. And you feel the best feeling ever, because you realize you've just cheated death. So it's like, huh, what death? We'll meet again, boy. So, but I look down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my left knee is completely gone, it's completely bloodied. I look down, I can't move my arms. I look down, they're both black, they're swelled up, blood is oozing out, and when I lean forward, I see a splash of red, and I go, okay, my nose is obviously being cut off, but I'm totally cool with that. And I turn around, and there's pieces of wood everywhere, people are screaming, people are crying, but everyone's helping one another, and nobody was dead, so that's a really good thing. And so my arms are stuck out like this, and I turn to the left, and there's a basement, and everyone in the house is kind of looking in the window like, look at that, you don't see that every day. So I huddle over to this window at this basement and I start tapping the window. And because something has happened with my nose or my face, I sound really weird and I go, let me in, let me in. And this literally 6'5" tall bodybuilder from my employment discrimination law class runs to the window, rips it up, grabs me by the back of the neck and pulls me through. What he does not yet know, the window is more narrow than wide and my arms are stuck out like this. So he's pulling me through and I'm going, tap me, please, tap me. So he finally gets me through, throws me on the ground, and everyone's scrambling to help people, and this girl grabs me, she puts me on the chair, she's like, Michael, it's gonna be okay, the ambulance is coming, you're gonna be fine. And I go, I can't move my arms. And she goes, well, Michael, they're probably broken. I go, oh, okay. And then I kind of look to her, and very sincerely, I go, you know, we've been going to school for the past 2 years, and this is the first time you talked to me. And she goes, well, everybody just kind of fell through a deck, so don't get used to it. So, you know. So finally, the ambulance comes, and they carry me up to the ambulance, and the person who gets in the ambulance is one of my good friends, Megan, my trial team co-counsel for 2 years. She's gorgeous, she's friendly. She goes, oh my God, he's dead. I'm like, Megan, I'm fine. And I'll never forget the EMT's face. He had the handlebar mustache, gelled up red hair, and he was not having it. Yo, stethoscope. Yo, bandage. Yo, Bactine, this is gonna burn, dog. Oh my God. And I go, hey, are my arms broken? He goes, nah, dog, you're in shock. You got some scrapes. You're gonna be cool, man. And Megan goes, there's blood on his face. And I'll never forget what the EMT said. No, man, that's just Merlot, dog. He's got wine on his face. He was drinking. And he goes, so you want to go to the hospital? I said, do I have to? He goes, nah, man, you're cool. You can go back to the party if you want. I'm like, okay. So I go back in the house and I sit down and this guy goes and he's like, hey man, you doing questions? Hey, give me a favor, give me a cell phone. Boop, 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 boop. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello? Hey, Mom, listen, it's Michael. I just fell through a deck and my arms almost got cut off. You might see it on the news, but listen, I'm okay. You can go back to bed now. Bye-bye. And you can just hear the screaming over the phone, and my friend grabs somebody and goes, oh, listen, Mrs. Zagata, yeah, he's a little bit messed up right now. Hangs up the phone and goes, yo, man, you ever fall through a deck again, I'm not giving you a cell phone. You are crazy. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man. And I kind of look around and go, wait a minute, where'd everybody go from the party? He goes, they were traumatized by the Drek experience, so they went to a bar. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of awkward. But then all of a sudden, guess who shows up? The girl. Hey, finally. And she comes in, oh my gosh, I heard what happened, I'm so sorry, but listen, I'm gonna go now, call me later. And I'm like, okay, fine, bye-bye. And I'm just sitting there alone all of a sudden, and I'm kind of looking around, and everyone just goes, you know, it's gone. And everyone kind of bandages me up, get my clawed reins on, and you know, I get my control my faculties, and I just drive myself home alone. You know, Laura and Jess tell me that I'm supposed to tell you all some deep personal message that I've gleaned from my Stoop story, and I really only have one thing to say. Best party ever.
Well done, Michael Zicardi. That was actually a 12-minute story. Turned into a 5-minute story just by the sheer rate of delivery. So that's one way to get in under these tighter guidelines.